such a good song. Conrad over there slamming the hits here on the Rational Revolution. You got Mark Becker, and thank you again to our dear friend Joe Walsh, former congressman, radio show host, all around good guy. He's awesome, and that was really interesting. From a little bit of inside baseball to hear how members of Congress are treated when there's something like that, an attack on the country, and to where we are politically. And I think that's kind of what I want to talk about here on this final segment, is that, we've really entered that now what stage of grief. on one hand, as we spoke, if you heard last week, we talked to John Shelton, professor at UWGB, and we had my brother. And if you didn't hear it, you can listen to all of those episodes on the Civic Media app. Just search us, Rational Revolution, and boom, there you got us all. But John Shelton, he said that he wrote a great article, and it's on our Facebook, that he said that the key to winning is going to be, we have to be unapologetically liberal. We have to take bold stances. And we talked a little bit with Joe Walsh about that, about his buddy James Carville. He says, I can't stand James Carville. Well, he wrote an article, and he said that we need to focus on the economy, because that's what won it for Trump. And that's true. And even Joe said that it's right. He said that it will always be the economy, stupid, because that's what, James Carville famously said. It's the economy, stupid. And that's what won it for Clinton. There are people that, myself included, who say that Democrats need to make sure also that Republicans are tied with Trump. Yeah, what could be very unpopular president in 2 years. I also had an awesome cup of coffee with a couple friends, who's two brilliant women, where we talked about this at length. And they're so much smarter than I am. So cheers to Christina and Becky. I hope you guys are listening. But now, so it's like, what do we do now? And I think the answer is yes. That's the answer. Yes. I agree with taking bold stances. I agree with focusing on the economy. Those are things that when we talk about it, I do believe that our stances with the people that desperately need to hear it, I believe that they agree with it. It's something that they can connect to. I believe from, factory workers to rural folks, they both understand that the playbook that the Republicans always turn to is, we're going to unleash the economy. Unburden businesses from unnecessary regulations. That whole trickle-down economics. I'm listening to an audiobook by John Boehner about the House, and he talks about, I'm a supply-side Republican. And that's all it is. Let's get rich people way more rich, and one day it'll trickle down to us poor people. And I've been in strategy and messaging meetings where we talked about this. I know this. And I think we also need to understand and translate to everyone that this is a big topic. These are big topics of why that doesn't work. And it's not something that can be boiled down into a 5-second soundbite or a 30-second commercial. These are huge topics. These are big solutions to really, really big problems that we have. Someone working a machine at the Georgia Pacific paper mill doesn't want to hear that Congressman Tony Weed voted to give businesses whopping tax cuts while his grocery bills are still double what they should be. A farmer in Waupaca doesn't want to hear about how car companies in Detroit are now able to unburden themselves with pesky emissions regulations while they are still being hamstrung by major food companies that are price fixing. And while the cost to feed his livestock is double what it should be. And we have to understand that and unapologetically understand that we have the right economic message that will work, that has proven that it works, and that and we have to do a good job to make people understand that. It was frustrating because Joe Biden tried telling people that the economy was great and working wonderfully and ripping right along, while the price of renting a one-bedroom apartment was hundreds more than it should be, double at times. And the groceries that you're paying for is hundreds more than it did before COVID. It's like disposable income has not been this undisposable since stagflation. And people are struggling. And you can say, oh, yeah, the stock market is at all-time highs. But you know what else is at all-time highs? Basic survival. That's not America. And I think, like, the biggest mistake we can make right now is thinking that we can write the talking points for 2026. There will be time to focus group talking points and refine what message that we have to do and all the necessary things that we need to do. We have to try different things, try radical things, try things that campaigns have never tried before. Innovate. Innovate the way we talk to people. Innovate how we spread our message. And there's a huge but. We have to stay out of the extremes and stay true to who we are. Because who we are, we're good, decent people who see the humanity in our country, and we genuinely want to make things better. Not better for the wealthiest among us, but better for all of us. That's who we are. I remember, remember how I always talk about the room that I'm in. If you don't remember, this is an example that I use a lot of why I left the GOP. Because I was in a room, and I looked at the room that I was in, and on one side I saw white nationalists and Proud Boys and people wearing Confederate flags, and on the other side I saw Moms for Liberty, people trying to ban books. And I look at those people, and I look inward, and I say, geez, I'm in the wrong room. And, well, the room I'm in now has my mailman and a bunch of firefighters and a couple of my kids' teachers. America. We don't have the same color skin. We don't make the same amount of money. It's just us. And some people are just outside of our room, but they're listening and they're nodding their heads because they're going to be in our room soon enough, I think. But I think the biggest thing we can do is understand and embrace who we are. And who we are the biggest fighters and champions for good, decency, fairness, and opportunity that this country has ever seen. That, my friends, that is the message. And whatever angle we have to take to get there, so be it. If it's the economy, stupid, or Trump, taxes, whatever. That is the message that where we can simply say, I am in this fight because of you. I fight this fight because of you. And that is the message that will carry us to victory. That's pretty simple, eh? Well, I love you guys. Thank you all so much for listening. This is The Rational Revolution. For Joe Walsh, producer Conrad, I'm Mark Becker. We'll see you next week.